Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
I just recorded a podcast that was about half an hour long walking on the beach, and I just thought I'd grab my phone to make sure it had recorded. And what do you know? Nope. It stopped recording just 12 seconds in. Oh well. Might as well start again. And I have to say, I look like a fucking crazy woman because I'm walking along the beach just talking out loud to myself. And yeah, anyway, all in the greater good. So this isn't my usual podcast. Usually I interview people and, you know, we have a chat about where they're at and how they got there and et cetera, et cetera. But I wanted to give you a bit of background into a bit more about why I started this podcast, because although I did talk about it in episode one, there's a lot more to the story, as there always is. So I thought, you know, I'd just open up and press record and we would do this. So I'm on the beach and I walk on the beach pretty much every day. I love it. I have done it every day for about the last 5 or 6 years. I used to run actually, but when I fell pregnant, I couldn't run anymore because I was just so sick, and I haven't been running again since. So instead I just go for a really long hour walk, sometimes a bit longer. I used to run to get clear, because I have suffered from depression and anxiety in the past, and running is part of my therapy, I guess. It's part of the way I keep my head together, being out in nature, walking, running, whatever it is, because I find clarity here. And in my head, there's not a lot of clarity. There's a lot of stuff going on, and clarity is not one of them. So I come out here to find that, to make space. That's what I'm doing out here. I'm making space, mental space. So back in the day, I would run my 8 or 9 Ks and I would find clarity. And I used to have a blog called Carlosophies. And I would come back from my run and I would write about whatever amazing epiphany I had had. But what started to happen, or what happened, would be like I would find such clarity on the beach, but then when I'd get home to sit in front of the computer, it was gone. And so I thought, I need to capitalize on this. So I started taking a video camera down with me. And I would take my video, run along the beach, and when I felt the, I guess, channel opening up, or, you know, I felt myself tuning into the channel, I would press record and I would just record myself talking through whatever was going on in my head. And then I came home and I would put it on YouTube. And you can actually find it if you look up Carlosophies, that blog's still there. And my running blogger videos are still on YouTube too. And so, you know, eventually I stopped recording the video, but actually I didn't really stop. What happened, I would record little videos or little audio clips while I was on the beach. And if you're a fan of me on Facebook, then you will see I have a lot of little videos of when things come up. I just kind of talk through them. Some of them are 30 seconds, some of them are 3 or 4 minutes long. And I still do that to this day. And I put the video out there, but I've never done anything with the audio. And the audio is much longer. You know, I always had thought I would record it and it would have some use someday. And I've got hundreds of recordings of me just talking shit, really. But I'm sure there's some insights in there. So Anyway, today I jumped in my car. I thought, you know, I'm going to come down. I'm going to have my walk. I'm going to listen to a podcast. And that'll be my afternoon. But I was also thinking, oh, it would be really interesting to do this idea that I've had about creating part of my podcast will be an idea that I've had for a while, which was called Free Flow Convo. And basically, it'll just be when I feel the call, I'll come down here and I will record a free flow convo between myself and my higher self or the universe or whatever. It's just going to be me talking. You know, all these recordings I've got in my phone, and I had thought they're there. They've never found a place because I thought, who would want to hear them? But then that's just an assumption I'm making, that nobody wants to hear them. How do I know that unless I put them out there? Because with my videos, interestingly, a lot of people really dug them. And they would tell me that they were getting their own insights and clarity after watching one of the videos. And so that's why I do this. But then I never put it out for an audience. And that's doing not only myself a disjustice, but the people out there who might actually get something from this. I'm not really seeing through my end of the bargain. So I figured I might just do that. I might just record them, put them out there and trust that they will land. No fucking around, questioning their value. So here I am, walking on the beach with the phone in my hand. Oh, yeah, so what actually happened was I had been toying with this idea of Free Flow Convo. And then I got in the car to drive down here, ready to listen to my podcast, get out of the car, chuck the Good Life Project. I was keen to listen to an interview that Jonathan Fields did. So get out of the car, and I've left my headphones at home, and I put my microphone in my bag by mistake. They have the similar case. So I took it as a sign from the universe, you know. I could have listened to a podcast, but I put my microphone in my bag. So let's just use this opportunity. What I really wanted to talk about was, and I probably did discuss this a little in my first podcast about how this kind of came to be, but I thought I would just cover it a little bit more, because when I was doing my interview with Lisa Corduff, she said afterwards, I explained this, and she said, dude, that would make a good podcast in itself. So I figured, fuck it, why not? A few weeks ago when I first started, I was listening to a podcast that Lewis Howes did with Danielle Laporte. And in it, she said that nobody really knew her. And Lewis probed and prodded, and I thought it was a really incredible interview and very well done. But it was interesting because she kind of said, well, does anyone really know anyone? And I thought about that a lot. And I feel like, you know, we can never really fully know anybody, but sometimes we can know someone better than they know themselves, because we're not close to it. So it's like the octopus on the face. So you've got an octopus on your face and the tentacles are spread all around, but your eyes aren't covered, so you can still see out. But anyone looking at you can see you've got a fucking octopus on your face, you know? And unless you take a good hard look in the mirror, you'd probably never know what that octopus is. We've all got our shit, right? We've all got our shit that we're carrying on our face like an octopus, and everybody else can see it. But because we're so close to it and we're looking out from it, not looking in at it, so people can see it better than we can see it ourselves. So it just kind of got me thinking about that idea of how well I know people. And what I realized was, some people I do know very well, but the people who have come into my life in the last few years, A lot of them I don't know, because since depression and anxiety, my face-to-face conversations are not what they used to be. They're a lot more awkward. I'm a lot more introverted than I used to be. Get me up on a stage, I'll be nervous as all fuck, but no one can tell that. And one-on-one, you know, I just feel like a... Yeah, one-on-one, I just really struggle with. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I struggle with the niceties, you know, the, hey, how's work? And a lot of my conversations are like that. And it's quite boring, to be honest. Anyway, this all became really apparent to me. Billy, sorry about that. My dog went running up the beach and started eating somebody's fish that they had caught. So really interrupted my flow. Yeah, so with these groups of people that are relatively new to my life, I don't have a whole bunch of history. So they don't really know who I am. And I mean, that could be freeing in some respects because I could be whoever I wanted to be, but really I just want to be me. And I find it really difficult to do that when I don't really know someone. And then I'm one day just, you know, scrolling through my Facebook feed and there's a picture of one of the girls that is in one of the Facebook groups that I'm in. There's two that I have, and both are of groups of women of around 10 to 12, different things. One's a mum's group and one is a mastermind that I'm in. And it's just like a Facebook kind of support group for 12 mothers. Anyway, so they're both kind of mother related. And I'm scrolling through my feed and I see a picture of a girl, one of the ones that I really like, and she's wearing lycra hanging from a rope, like one of those silks, that, like a trapeze artist kind of thing. And I thought, what the fuck? So I went, I had no idea. Like, first of all, I'm like, what the hell is she dressed in lycra hanging from a rope for? And then it occurred to me, I didn't know anything about her. You know, I catch up with her in person with her baby, and I really don't know anything about her as a person. Not as just a mother, but who she is. I know all about her kid, how it sleeps, what it eats, you know, all that kind of stuff that mothers talk about, but I didn't know who she was. I sent her a message and I said, hey dude, what's with the picture of you with lycra? And she said to me, I was in a Mexican circus. And I was just like, excuse me? You were what? Yeah, she was in a Mexican circus. And it just got me thinking, what don't I know about these women? I decided to ask. And I opened up a thread in our group and I said, hey guys, I know I'm a really shit conversationalist, but it just occurred to me that I don't know you guys very well. And so I thought I would just quickly tell you a bit about me. And then I would love if you could tell me more about you. And so I just did a, you know, quick 200 word summary of my life, a few struggles, you know, a few things that have gone well. And what followed was just absolutely incredible. These women just responded with the most honest, vulnerable, incredible responses about who they were and how they had gotten to where they are now. And it was so inspiring. Every single one, it was just like, you know, there was heartache. Oh my God, some things that people have been through. I just found myself having, like, being way more connected to them beyond our kids get together and play and we drink a coffee and have meaningless chat. Like, I felt like I knew who they were. And I felt an incredible amount of respect for them and love. I was just in awe. I was just in awe from the whole situation. Some of these stories were heartbreaking. Losing children, drug addiction, you name it, these women had been through it. And some had just like, you know, they all had struggle, cancer, you know, IVF again and again and again and again and again. And everyone had had an incredible amount of struggle, but they'd also done really interesting things. You know, had crazy cool jobs overseas, traveled the world, you know. And but the interesting thing was, every single one of them, when they posted, said, oh, mine's so not as interesting as you guys, blah, 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 blah. And then the next one, oh my God, you guys are so cool. Mine is so not interesting, blah, 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 blah. You know, and every single one was so interesting. So I think sometimes we're so in our own story that we don't see the value of it to other people, you know? And so that's kind of what, and then in another, in my other group that I'm in, I kind of did a similar thing where one of the girls had asked about what was our biggest struggle. And then she just got crickets because hell, nobody wants to go first in those kind of things, right? Nobody wants to be seen as weak. No, it takes a lot of guts to let people in and to be seen, to stand up and be seen for all the things that you think you're not. And so I went first and I opened up and I shared some pretty, actually the most personal thing I think I've ever shared. And the response was overwhelming. You know, again, just so many incredible responses. So many, you know, just honest, raw, vulnerable, beautiful. And again, I felt like I had built an incredible, stronger relationship with these women who I already knew, but I just had another level. It went to another level. You know, we broke through that ceiling and we took our relationships to another level. And so it got me to thinking, can I do this? I'm not a great interviewer. I am a good conversationalist, particularly when I'm the one talking, but I'm not necessarily a great interviewer. I'm no journalist. It's definitely not my strong point. Where it's uncomfortable, sometimes you need to go there. And with interviewing, it's definitely uncomfortable for me. So I figure I've got to go there. And that's kind of the reason that Own Your Awesome was, the podcast was born, because I know that in people's stories, there is so much inspiration, there is so much value, but most people never really open up and never get their story out there on a platform. So I figured I would create that platform. And I would push myself in the process. So that's why we're here, peeps. Because I want to push myself. I want to create value. I want to use the skills that I have. And I want to help people tell their story. And that's the Own Your Awesome story. I hope there has been something in here for you. And I trust that there has, because like I said before, I can't decide or assume what is of value and what isn't. So I just have to be honest and authentic. So stay tuned for more of these beach walk podcasts. I'll come up with a better name than that. They will happen from time to time. And, you know, I'll just open the mic and talk on a subject and have a free flow convo with me, myself, and the universe. If you dug this, I would love for you to rate, give it a rating on iTunes, share it with anyone who you think this would resonate with, and please subscribe. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.